Mike's favorite bits.
Travis, you're an abomination to podcasting.
Mr. Clinks.
And now part two of WFOD Serial. I talked on the phone with Matt, the host of the Lotus Cast, who has somewhat of a history of investigating on Facebook.
So we have these three women who all live in Tyler, Texas.
Yep.
One of them's a dog.
One of them is a dog, yes. A Pomeranian.
Is it a Pomeranian?
Yeah, it looks like a Pomeranian.
And if you look at her photos, they're all Pomeranians. She has like 20 photos, and they're all Pomeranians.
Yeah.
But then the funny thing is, when you look, where did you said it is Tyler, Texas?
Mm-hmm.
And the two that don't have profile pictures have like four friends, and one of their four friends are each other. And this first poster, this Tammy Smart. But what's
Pomeranian.
The Pomeranian, right. But what's interesting about the whole thing is if you look at the conversation, they act like they don't know each other. I mean, they don't refer to each other as Tammy or whatever. They refer to each other as like the first poster and things like that. It's suspicious to say the least, but I mean, wouldn't you draw the assumption that there's a strong likelihood that these are the same person?
They're definitely the same person. Beyond the shadow of a doubt, they're all the same person.
So we have Tammy Smart, Lucy Campbell, and Ellen McKenna. All three are names that, I mean, those can be made up names.
Yes.
I mean, those are pretty generic names. Do you think that Justin Abrams, who is friends with all of them, is also a fake person? Is the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program being catfished?
I would say that, that you guys are being catfished.
But it's weird because, like, the catfish is obviously a listener, right?
My theory is that Travis created all three women.
You think Travis created the women?
Yes.
And what would be his reason to do that?
Well, I think Travis is a bit of an attention whore.
Right.
And he's trying to bring this more attention to it. It's negative attention, but, you know, he knows it will allow him to shine further on the show. Like, this will take
Travis to the next level because he's received hate mail. That kind of makes WFOD Serial like playing right into his sweaty, drunken palms. Am I being played, Matt?
By Travis, yes.
If you look at the Facebook message in question, it seems like all of the posters involved, including Travis and the three mystery people, all seem to post around the same time. On January 20th, there was a poster at 10:35, 10:50, and 11:24, all from different people. So there were either three different night owls or one really bored person.
I've been thinking about this because this, like, when I see that, I was like, "What the hell?" You know, I mean, it was funny. The first post was funny,
right?
And then the second post was like, "Okay, well, this is," you know. And then the third post
by a third different woman,
yeah,
that all live in Tyler, Texas,
right? And I mean, Travis hates women.
Oh, that's been established, yeah, right.
So, you know, he's trying to throw you off, you know, it's like, oh, all this hate's coming from women that he's created, you know, and he probably is annoyed by the ice clinking in the cup, just himself.
When he listens
back, he's
probably
doing that.
Yeah.
Here's the theory. This is what I thought. He's been doing the ice clinking, and it's something as a listener, I don't notice it. I haven't noticed it ever.
Right.
Maybe once I've heard, oh, okay, somebody's drinking. But he's been doing it on purpose, hoping that somebody on the show would be like, dude, you gotta stop the ice clinking. And nobody has done it. So then he's taken it to the next level by creating a character to point it out.
But he created three characters.
Well, because he needed not just the one.
Oh, he needed it to be like a controversy. I mean, one listener, you brush her off, but three listeners.
Yep. That was a scandal.
And Travis's thoughts on this?
One of the funny things is one of the ladies, I'm not sure which one of those chicks it was, but they're friends with some old lady who lives like in Wisconsin, not too far from me. But that profile seems real. You know what I mean? Like, because that old lady has like a boyfriend or something. It's fucking weird.
So the three women are friends with somebody
one of them
lives
is.
Around you?
Yeah, one of them is. It's not, I guess it's not real close to me, but close enough that it's kind of strange. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, Matt threw out the theory that he thinks that they're you.
All three of them?
Yeah, he thinks that, like, you're doing it for attention and that you're catfishing your own show.
I don't need the attention that much to spend time on three Facebook profiles. That especially, this was like a long con then, because this, like 3.5 years before I was even on the show, I created these three weird lady profiles.
Are they old?
It's what, 2011, at least.
Huh. Well, like, maybe you didn't make them specifically for this, but you've had
an evolving,
them, and you finally an decided con. To use them.
An evolving con Facebook page.
Huh.
So, I can see where you might come to that conclusion, I guess.
But if that were the case, why wouldn't you say positive things about yourself? Why would you be self-deprecating?
Well, I'm self-deprecating in general, I guess. So I guess if I was to spin off into three different personalities, which happen to be three ladies approximately the same age with approximately the same desires and likes, I guess all three of them would probably dislike me.
Do you have some kind of connection to Tyler, Texas?
I've never been. Well, no, I guess I was in Texas once. But no, no connection. I think this Amarillo I was in one time. But I don't know anybody in Tyler, Texas. I have a brother-in-law that lives in Houston. I don't know where that is in relation to Tyler.
It's about a three-hour drive from Tyler to Houston. So that might be a dead end. It might not. The facts of the case are that we don't know anything, really, except that maybe this show has annoying people on it, except me. We appreciate you listening, and we will see you next time on WFOD Serial.
It's amazing that, like, we're so baffled that there's someone listening that we don't know. It's like this complete foreign concept. It's like, who is this person? Yeah. We don't know this Pomeranian. It must be a catfish, right?
Yeah, right. It can't possibly be a real person.
What you doing, Mavis? Trolling for dick pics on Facebook?